Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pete, how you doing today?
Everything's fine. How you guys been?
Great, man. We're ready for a big weekend of college football. I was saying to Dustin, you know, he's a much bigger college football guy than I am. I'm more of an NFL guy, Pete, but so I'm not locked into as many games as he is, but I am excited about this Alabama-LSU game. And every Ohio, do you agree that every Ohio State fan has to root for Alabama, right? Because let's say Ohio State does win out, okay, as bad as they played against Purdue. Let's say they win out, finish 12-1, but LSU beats Alabama and wins out. Does Alabama, in your opinion, still get in over Ohio State?
Pretty much, because as we've seen, we saw last year that the committee likes Alabama. We saw in these first CFP rankings that the committee likes Alabama. I mean, saying Alabama is the number one team in the country, obviously you're not wrong. You're not crazy. However, if this college football playoff process actually worked and actually did what they're supposed to do, then technically Clemson should be number one because they've beaten more good teams and the eye test passes lately. But whatever. So to your point, yes, if you're Ohio State, on the one hand, win out, because so far 13 for 13 in the college football playoff era, if you win 12 games, in your Power 5 conference championship, you're going to get in this. However, at the moment, who controls their own destiny? Well, the SEC teams do, you know, via LSU, Kentucky, Georgia, Alabama. They all control their own destiny by winning out. Clemson controls its own destiny. And I think Oklahoma does too, if it goes 12-1. And then Notre Dame? So, yeah, well, if they go 12-0, they're going to get in. So if you're Ohio State, you absolutely want there to be only one SEC team with one loss or fewer. You want everyone else to have two losses, and you want Notre Dame to lose.
Any chance that Clemson gets slipped up at Boston College in a couple weeks?
Absolutely. I mean, that Boston College, I think Boston College loses this weekend, but they've got the right makeup, the right running game. You know, this is not a unbeatable Clemson team, even though it is playing, it's coming on all cylinders at this point. That team is playing so well, but it could absolutely lose one of these late games. Same thing with Notre Dame. I'm going to keep picking them to lose until they do, because they are going to lose one of these last five games. So a whole lot of crazy things are going to happen from here on out. And if you're Ohio State, just keep grinding. Just keep winning. You know, get through this game this weekend. Get there and get to Michigan, win that, and all of a sudden the resume is going to look a whole lot better.
Pete, UTEC College Football News with us. Pete, which team was ranked too high the most in the first college football playoff rankings, and which team was screwed the most and was way too low?
Yeah, part of the problem is the college football playoff committee is they've got a mishmash of things going on. Either they're going, well, it's the eye test, or it's the resume, we like what this team did.
All right, but if you were doing it, Pete, which do you think are the biggest mistakes?
UCF. I mean, you can't say that UCF belongs where it is based on the schedule, because it's like the 127th best schedule in college football. They've played nobody. And then if you're going, say, well, we like the eye test. Well, if you're a college football playoff committee member and you're saying you like the UCF eye test, you're not watching Houston. You're not watching Utah State. You're basically saying, you know what, I'm not watching other Group of Five programs that are doing really big things and actually have a better resume even with a loss than UCF. So UCF way too high. They're there because of their record, and that's pretty much it. Teams are being too low. I think, you know, nitpicking, maybe Florida is a little low. I think Kentucky's a little low. But at the end of the day, it's fine. I'm not going to get too into a twist over the rankings, because as we're going to say until the end of this whole thing, win your Power 5 conference championship, do it with 12 wins, and then let's go from there.
Do you think this is the year for Michigan?
Yeah, they're playing it. They're playing like it. They, you know, look what they've did over the last couple of weeks. The You know, the Northwestern performance is a little jarring, but, you know, they destroy Wisconsin, and all right, Alex Hornibrook isn't exactly Aaron Rodgers, but that's a veteran quarterback who's been through the wars, and he was able to do absolutely nothing. Brian Lewerke's a veteran quarterback who's been around. He was able to do absolutely nothing. This defense has been an absolute killer, and it's been doing it without Rashawn Gary. Shea Patterson's been good enough. The running game's been good enough. This has been a relatively complete drama-free team for a while here, and it's playing the part. I'm not saying they're going to beat Ohio State, but they are good enough where this could be the team that kind of gets past all the, you know, oh, Jim Harbaugh can't win a big game. Well, he's doing that. You know, oh, they have no offense. Well, they've got an offense. So it's happening for them right now. They just had that one blip against Notre Dame, which is their black mark on the record so far.
You know, speaking of Notre Dame, Northwestern plays Notre Dame, and Northwestern is very much in the driver's seat to win the Big Ten West. They'd probably be the at best the fourth team, maybe I don't know, maybe worse than that. Who knows? The Big Ten West stinks, especially with Wisconsin losing last week. If Northwestern's only got one other tough game, I think they play in Iowa, and that's it. They could easily go 8-1 and win the West. Is that bad for Michigan State, Ohio State, or Michigan, Ohio State?
No, it doesn't matter. It in terms of the college football playoff world, that makes no difference whatsoever. If you win the Big Ten championship, you're winning the second best conference in college football, and you know, so then that's not a bad thing, no matter what. I don't think Northwestern. I still think Iowa's going to win. I've said this all along. I think Iowa's going to find a way to win this division. Wisconsin's going to lose to Penn State. Iowa's probably going to win out from here. They're better than Northwestern. But with that said, this Wildcat team defies all logic and reason. They have no running game. Their defense is okay. Clayton Thorson's screwing up left and right. And yet they're still winning game after game lately. I think they beat Notre Dame this weekend, if not give them a really hard battle. They're going to be right in it, to your point. But, no, that doesn't mess up the Michigan-Ohio State winner. Again, the 12-1, if it's 12-1 Michigan, it's going to get into the college football playoff, with probably over Oklahoma. And if it's 12-1 Ohio State, it's going to end up getting in this thing.
What a mess they have at Maryland. What a joke that was that they didn't fire Durkin. They should have fired him this summer.
So stupid.
Well, they did everything right to begin with. I mean, if they came, you know, the president, the athletic, they came out and they said all the right things. They did everything correctly in terms of credit, in terms of you know, how you're supposed to treat situations like this. And then they blew it. And then they completely screwed up. It continues to be, I know we've argued this, it continues to be the mystifying thing that I've never understood, this hex that college football coaches have and the ideals that people have over them. Oh, you can't fire a coach. Yeah, you can. Like, I don't know why there's so many, oh, we can't fire him. We can't do this. Urban should have been fired. Durkin should have been fired. Representing a university and, like, you're the face of this thing. That's how the rest of the world perceives your university. And if you're Maryland, you just look like a bunch of bumbling idiots with the way you handle this thing. I will say this. I've never been quite all in on the whole idea of blaming DJ Durkin for the death of Jordan McNair just because they're but for a bad workout at about 100 other colleges, you could have had something disastrous like this. However, all the reports of all the culture, the bad things that have been happening there, the everything that's surrounded Maryland football, again, you can't have that being your university.
No. He had to go, and finally they did the right thing after they were probably pressured. Pete, getting back to, you know, we talked about Alabama-LSU in terms of Ohio State and Michigan, but I don't know if you gave us a pick. Who do you like in that game? Who do you like in the Georgia-Kentucky game?
Georgia, I'm now starting to fall back on the whole, all right, the teams are going to show up and they're going to win out. The good teams are going to win out from there. Georgia's just flat better. Kentucky, I'm done picking against them just because they're Kentucky. They're again, one of those mystifying teams. They cannot throw. They don't do anything pretty, but that defense is great, and they just bog everything down and find ways to win. But Georgia's just that much better, and it's going to be an ugly game. I'm picking Georgia in this. And same with Ohio State. I've said this all along. I said it right after the Purdue game. Everything's fine. Look what they did to Michigan State last year after the Iowa game. the talent's under that. Sometimes a team like this just needs that kind of wake-up moment. It's like, all right, now we have to actually really try. I think that's what you're going to see here. Michigan State just isn't that good, even though they're able to kind of bog teams down and make them do what you want, what they want. I think Ohio State rolls in this without a problem.
But what about, you didn't give the Alabama one. Alabama.
Oh,
you
Alabama.
Alabama, right?
Same thing. Big? At the end of the day, going with the anti-Joe Burrow call here is that it's been fun till now. LSU's defense can absolutely hang. The offensive line's good enough, but they just don't have the offense. This is the game for the running game for Alabama, where they go five deep with guys who can pound the ball. They're just going to come in waves. I'm Alabama, they're not going to blow them out. They're not going to do what Alabama's been doing all season long. But this is the game where Alabama just rises up and says, all right, yeah, we are the number one team. Here you go, LSU. And Joe Burrow is just not going to have one of those big games he's going to have against this defense.
Does Washington State have a path to the college football playoff?
They do. They need a lot of help, though. They're good enough. They've got the defense. Gardner Minshew is playing Heisman-caliber football. He has been absolutely phenomenal, even in the Mike Leach type of system. They have to win out, obviously. They've got to get to – Utah's playing just well enough they can get a little credit. They have to have USC to beat Notre Dame rather handily, because that is the one Washington State loss. You need to have other funky things happen. You need Oklahoma to lose again. You need Notre Dame to lose at least once. And then you need LSU and Georgia and Kentucky to all have two losses. So if you have Clemson, if you have Alabama, and let's say you have Ohio State, the Ohio State Michigan winner, all with one loss or undefeated in the case of Clemson or Alabama, then you have Oklahoma with two losses and Notre Dame with a loss. Yeah, Washington State could get in.
By the way, getting back to Alabama for a minute, do you know like Tua Tagovailoa is 25 touchdowns?
Good job out of you, by the way.
25 touchdowns, no picks. Do you happen to, is anybody, I mean, somebody's got to know this, the most touchdowns a quarterback's ever thrown in a college football season without a pick?
All right, I'm going to, off the top of my head, say that if, whenever you're making that stat, Russell Wilson went a long, long time without throwing an interception, and I know it was beaten recently, where I think when he was at NC State, he went something insane. Yeah, you know, some insane number of games in a row, and then he had a meltdown game where I think he got picked off like three times. And someone just beat it. It's gonna drive me nuts, and now I have to go look it up. But it has been done recently. But it is amazing, and that was the argument against Tagovailoa. Okay, well, the argument for Jalen Hurts was the guy's not going to throw interceptions. You know this about him, is that okay? He might not be dynamic, but he's not going to screw up. And then what does Tagovailoa do? He comes out and has just been deadly, and he's not making any mistakes whatsoever.
Pete, good stuff, man.
Thanks, Pete.
We'll talk to you again next week.
Anytime, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.